Welcome to A Day at the Beach podcast number 50. A big milestone day here at the old Beachwood studio. Hi, everybody. My name is Clint, and it's an honor for me to bring you number 50 in a series of podcasts. Started these about a year and a half ago. I guess it's coming up. Well, yeah, let's just say it's been a year and a half. I think July of 2010 when I started these things up. Getting out of the old college radio show business and dedicating a podcast to the world of surf music. I'm going to play several of the songs and bands, basically, that I really enjoy. And I think a lot of them are from Southern California or bands that I have seen live. And I think it's just probably natural that you tend to gravitate towards bands that you see live, and I think it helps you appreciate their music just a little bit better when you see them personally and actually get to talk to them and, and communicate and tell them how much you enjoy their music. So certainly the case with this song I'm going to start off with, or the band I'm going to start off with, the Insect Surfers, Dave Aronson on lead guitar. And the song I'm going to play is Bozuki, comes off of their Reverb Sun CD. I don't know of an individual, a single individual in the world of surf music who puts on a more energetic, fun, energy-filled show than Dave Aronson. The guy is just incredible, and he never stops, and he just keeps going and going, and it's infectious. There are more people that dance to Insect Surfer shows than I've ever seen any other surf band, I must admit. So he's a fun guy, and the band's good, and the songs are good, and let's get into it, okay? A Day at the Beach, number 50. My name is Clint Beachwood. Hope you enjoy the show. We'll be right back. Laika and the Cosmonauts' second CD, Surfs You Right, we just heard And Suddenly You Run. Going back to 1990, can you believe that? Incredible music. Before that, King Paris and the Martini Kings doing a very cool song, complete with vibraphone, called Let's Rumble, from a self-titled CD. The Dynatones before that, Devil's Martini. Again, a self-titled CD from the Dynatones. And Insect Surfers with Bouzouki from Reverb Sun. That, again, coming out of 1991. My name is Clint Beachwood. It's a Day at the Beach podcast number 50. Thanks for the encouraging emails and the thanks that I get from time to time from you guys. It is truly appreciated. Let's get back into it. A band that I've never seen play live, and I don't know when the last time they have played live, the Veritones, but this from their CD, Heading Out, and the song is called Night Creature. All right, that's the that's Pollo Del Mar right there with Death Valley Days. Comes from their, I think it was their very first CD, The Ocean Is Not for Cowards. Before that, Chum with Tijuana Taco from their Super Not Cool CD. The Invisible Surfers, this comes off of a split CD with Los Cajunas. Los Cajunas from Argentina and the Invisible Surfers from Greece. We heard their Too Many Talk was the name of the song. Too Many Talk. The name of the CD is A Wave of Reverb, Sea of Fuzz, Volume 1. Don't know if there's been a Volume 2 or not, because I certainly don't have it. And the Veritones opened that set up with Night Creature from their Heading Out CD. This is the Day at the Beach number 50. 50 podcasts, and I have not played one vocal tune that I can think of. But I think it's time I change that. I'm going to start getting into the vocals here. And I think there's no really better song to start off with this one right here. Okay, hope you enjoy it. We're going into vocals now, and I just may change the format of the podcast a little bit. Let me know what you think, okay?
We'll be right back. gentlemen, what have you done to my child, the radio broadcast? Dressed him in rags of ragtime, tatters of jive and boogie-woogie.
All right, that's a band out of Germany called Way Out West, and the song is called Paper Tiger. It comes from a greatest hits collection from Way Out West called Revolution. 29 songs on that thing, and it's a pretty cool band. Have no idea what's up with Way Out West these days. I've never heard more than the CD, so couldn't help you there. I would like to know more. Maybe I should see if they're still around. Let's see, what else Way Out West? Little Straitjackets, of course, Pacifica, classic Straitjacket song. Probably, if you had to pin me down and make me come up with a favorite Straitjacket song, it would be Pacifica from their Viva Little Straitjacket CD. The Surf Coasters before that from Surfside Village, very cool song called Dreams. And Beach Boys, their first CD was In Heat, and the first song off that CD is Stalking Mermaids. No, there will be no vocals. Sorry, I was just teasing you. So sorry. Anyway, up in North County, there was a band here, North San Diego County. I'm kind of in central San Diego County. At the south of San Diego County, you have San Ysidro and then Tijuana, Mexico. But up on the north side, just shy of Orange County, you have Oceanside and a band called the Surf Kings, which I believe are no longer together, unfortunately, but they put out a couple very cool CDs. Tom Stanton on lead guitar, and he plays a... I just love his guitar sound. It's anyway, I'm going to play a song from their CD, Up From the Depths. It's called Tears of the Dolphin. It certainly breaks the 2 to 3 minute barrier, so enjoy this song. Tears of the Dolphin, the Surf Kings. Thank you. Pretty cool song there by the Bananas out of Slovenia called Lonely Bato. I think that comes out of a CD called To Surf and Protect. That's the name of the song. That's the name of the CD, To Surf and Protect. The song is Lonely Bato. The band is the Bananas, all right? Being mentored by Robbie Billaderek of the Bitch Boys. All right, enough rambling here, huh? The Three Balls of Fire band with Ulan Bator. Before that, with a CD called Firepower. The All-Nighters, it's not a full-on surf band, that's for sure, but they are pretty cool. A lot of piano in that song. Glory Boy was the name of that song. And the CD is Dance Till Dawn. They come out of Bellingham, Washington. The All-Nighters do. And let's see, the Aqua Velvets in there with Spy in the House of Love from their very first CD, a self-titled CD by the Aqua Velvets. And the Surf Kings with Tears of the Dolphin from their Up from the Depth CD. Very cool song, and hate to see them not playing out. It's such a fun band to watch play. All right, that does it. This wraps up podcast number 50. Hope you've enjoyed it. It's gone by really fast. I guess that's a good sign for me that things have gone fairly smooth, and I've enjoyed the music. Hope you have. And I'm going to wrap things up by a band that toured here last summer from Italy called the Bratapos 4. And they gave me an additional CD here of Instromania. I'm going to play a song, Barracuda, to wrap the podcast up. But I have an extra CD to give to you, my fine listening audience, and all you have to tell me is where they're from, okay? City and country where they're from, and I think I just gave half of that away just a minute ago. All right, the Bratapos 4 with Barracuda. Thanks for listening. Podcast number 50, kind of a milestone here in the old Day at the Beach life cycle. Again, as always, big thanks goes out to Rick Wilkinson of Rickshaw Records for providing web space for the podcast. Thank you, Rick. You are the best. Thank you very much. All right, the Bratapos 4. We'll wrap things up. We'll see you next time. Adios. To cut in here at the end of that, but just want to make this clear. The first email that tells me, the first email is the key here, which I didn't announce earlier. with a city and country where the Bratapos 4 are from. Thanks very much. See you next time.